You said you wanted to talk to me, Father? Is it about school? Because I don't know what might be the matter. I mean, I always give my homework on time, and I have nothing but straight A's. Some people even call me a teacher's pet because I'm nice to them. But that is what you taught me, to be serious in my work and respect people who can help you learn. Oh, that's not the problem? Then what is it? Please, let me know so I can explain myself. You received a letter from my high school, and with this letter comes a record of files all about me. May I ask what those files are about, Father? They're about things I should not be doing at school, and about a supposedly bad behavior. I don't understand, Father. You want me to read the letter out loud? I mean, I guess it will help me get a grasp on the situation. Sir, I wish I would not have to write this letter, but it has to be done. Understand that I don't take any gratification from this, nor have any intention on harming your daughter, her reputation, and the relationship you share. But you have to know. I understand that your financial support is key to keep the school running, and that's why I chose to inform you first so that you can take any measure you deem necessary. While going to my classroom to get my car keys that I had forgotten, I had the displeasure to witness your otherwise absolutely lovely daughter in a compromising situation. Oh, she was alone in a classroom with her mathematics teacher, which is forbidden unless the door is open, which it was not. And worse, it was locked, and even worse, I could clearly see through the window that the two were engaged in activities that are not of the kind you do in a place of education. Your daughter was on her knees, her shirt revealing her brawlish chest, in front of her naked teacher, and was performing fellatio to said teacher with hunger. Father, please, this is a joke. This is a horrible joke. There is no way I. Yes, Father. Oh, keep reading. With hunger, much to his delight, I included a picture of the scene, albeit of poor quality. Your daughter is nonetheless easily recognizable. But that's not the worst thing I learned on this day. When informing the headmaster of what I had just witnessed, he put out a huge pile of files, of which I sent you a copy. In those files are every single thing your daughter has done over her years of high school that should have at least called for suspension, if not more. He also made it clear that your financial support of the school is the reason why it had been hidden. Once again, I shall mention that it's not my intention to harm your family. I only believe that as a teacher, I should inform you. Father, please, you cannot be believing what she. I mean, yes, Father, it is the truth. I have been performing such an act on my teacher, and yeah, it has happened on several occasions, but Father, please, I'll do anything to make it up to you. Anything. You want me to get naked? I mean, if it'll help, I'll do it. There, Father, now what? Is that your penis? Why is it out of your trousers? You want me to look at it? It looks nice, Father. It is bigger than my teacher's, and it's not even fully hard yet. Yes, Father. I'll take any file and read it. This one is from last year. Miss Abigail was seen coming out of the boys' bathroom with a weird white substance on the corner of her mouth. After further investigation, a male student was found in one of the cubicles, his pants and underwear down. Lipstick that matched Miss Abigail's color could be seen on his penis and testicles. I do remember him. He helped me with some difficult homework, though, so I helped him forget his girlfriend after a difficult breakup. Do you want me to read another one, Father? Very well. This one is from earlier this year. Several students alerted us about a strange noise coming from the rooftop. After investigation, three students were found to be there, two males and one female. Two male students are twin brothers, while the female student is none other than Miss Abigail. When found, she was bent in front of one of the boys who was penetrating her from behind. In the meantime, Miss Abigail was performing sexual oral sex on the second brother. I mean, it was their 18th birthday, Father. This is what they wished as a present. You want me to read another one? Very well. I'm sorry, Father, but I can't help but notice your penis has become hard, and my God, is it big. Oh, I'm sorry, Father, I shouldn't be speaking like this. You don't mind? Thank you, Father. No, I guess I don't mind you touching yourself while I read. So, this one is from my very first year of high school. It has come to my knowledge that Miss Abigail was found having sex in the gym's male locker room with members of the basketball team. All of them, when I asked her about it, she said that she was merely rewarding them for winning their last game. I still reward them this way, and that's why we've been winning everything in the past 2 years. No, Father, I guess it's not something I should be proud of. Shall I keep reading? Very well. This is another one from this year. Miss Abigail was found having sexual intercourse with one of the students. Again. This time, a first year who had probably no idea what was going on. Oh! Come to think of it, this was last week. When I heard he was still a virgin, I had to be his first. He was so cute. Wait, you want me to stop reading and come closer to you? All right, I guess. Wow, your penis looks much bigger now, Father. Bigger than any of the men at school, even. May I touch it? Oh, thank you, Father. You're so hard and hot in my hand. I'll stroke it for you as an apology for not being good at school. Is that okay with you? I'm so sorry, Father, but I couldn't help it. I need it. I need to have sex every day. Even masturbating doesn't do it anymore. It has to be this way. You understand? Then why did you call me here? No, I can't stop having sex at school, and I don't want to. I need it. I'm sorry, Father. I did not mean to shout at you, but I really can't. I need it so bad. Father, please, you said you understood. I tried to be a good girl for you, but I just cannot. Really? You'll help me? But how? I'm not sure about it. I know it's already in my hands, but you're still my father. Wouldn't it be wrong? I'm positive a penis this formidable would help a great deal, but I really don't think. Oh, it's either that or a chastity belt, which would make me go crazy for sure. All right, Father, but please be gentle. I've never had one this big before. Father, that was unexpected. You're good at this. I'm so wet already. May I sit on you, Father? Okay, here I go. It's so big. It's filling me up completely already, and it's only halfway in. Yes, start moving, start moving. It'll make it easier. Oh my God, not too fast. I'm really tight down there. In goes Martha. Keep going, please. I can take it all. Let me be the good girl you deserve me to be. There it is. Oh, Father. Oh, I'm so full of your manhood. Please let me ride it. I've been bad, and it's the least I can do. It's so huge, and it's touching every single part of me, and feels so good. Even parts I didn't even know were there. Oh, I'm so sorry, Father, but I'm gonna have an orgasm like that. I'm making myself feel good when I should apologize. Oh my God. Here it comes. Oh my God, I've never had one so strong. Oh, Father, you feel so, oh, so good inside of me. My hips just, oh, they won't stop moving on their own. Yes, I love it when you suck on my nipples. Oh, it's so good. I'm gonna have another one. Oh, yes, I'll move my hips faster, please. Please. Keep playing with my breasts. So sorry, Father. I'm so sorry. I should have told you. My lady bits are so sensitive, and that's why I need it so much. Hey, what are you doing? Father, are you going to? Yes. Do it. Oh, use me. Oh, make me your good little girl. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's even better than when I was riding you. I can already feel another. Oh God. Oh God, I can feel another orgasm. I promise not to have sex at school ever again. I promise every time I need it, I'll come to Father so he can help me with it. Thank you. Thank you, Father, for calling me a good girl again. And thank you for making me feel this. This good. Together, please, Father, please put your seed inside of me so we can both have an orgasm. Mark me as yours. Make sure I make sure I remember who I belong to. Yes, Father, I'm gonna do it again. Together. 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 Father's good girl forever.